The House of Delegates voted along party lines today to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a bill prohibiting oyster harvesting in five Chesapeake Bay tributaries: Harris Creek, the Little Choptank River, the Tread Avon River, the St. Mary's River, and Manikin River. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the Senate is also expected to override this veto, allowing the bill to become law.
The bill is a top priority for House Speaker Michael Bush, who sponsored it. During floor debate, House Environment and Transportation Committee Chairman Kumar Barve cited a recent study. It found that oyster populations in the Chesapeake Bay are 1% of what they were before the area was colonized.
Not all sanctuaries are equal, and these five are especially vital. If they fail over the next 5, 10, 15 years, the other 46 sanctuaries and the entire Chesapeake Bay will be in jeopardy.
In his veto letter, Hogan says the bill ignores a compromise reached by a work group that studied ways to restore oyster populations in the bay. He accuses lawmakers of yielding to environmentalist lobbyists. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.